Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Aribike.
We thank God for how fire has been leading us and we bless His name. Can you just pray and say, God, I will not use my hand to destroy my home in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not use my character to destroy the relationship between my children in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not use how I feel, oh Lord, to destroy the relationship between my children in the mighty name of Jesus. We will unite as family. We will be one. And your purpose on earth will be released. We'll be reflecting our home in the mighty name of Jesus. That Christ will be seen in our home. Christ will be seen in our life as parents. Christ will be seen in the life of our children. Our home shall be an example of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. That our children will be great and mighty shall be the reward of our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Our children will not serve the world. Our children will not serve themselves. Our children will be satisfied in the mighty name of Jesus. They will love each other. They will care for each other. They will be dear for each other in the mighty name of Jesus. Our children, oh Lord, will not make errors, oh Lord. We will not make mistake, oh Lord, in bringing them in your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor, for the privilege once again. During the first service, we were able to look at what parenting is. We were able to define parenting to be children living under us, and then we have legal rights on them until they grow to adulthood, and then they are able to live on their own. And we are made to understand that whatever we do when they were young, whatever we impart in their life is very, very key and very, very important. That is what reflects in their life. And then we are able to look at it, the stages in which children grow. We start by looking for conception, from when you have them in the womb, what is God's purpose for their life. We look at when they are giving birth to, how we take care of them. And when they were infant, toddler, and when they grow to teenage, what are the characteristics we can see in them, and how to go ahead and nurture them in God's way. And we're able to look at when they become an adult, that we have limited things to impart in their life at that time. We have limited things to do at that time. All we need to do is just to come in where they are making mistakes and then correct them in godly way. And then we go ahead to ask that, what kind of parenting type are we having? We were able to ask that, are we parents that just bear children? Now I've given back to you. Go ahead and sort yourself out. How your education will be, how you will live in life, planning on how to go according to God's will is in your hand. Or are we the type of parents that rear children? We give them provisions for money, for school fees, for other things. But the training of God, the purpose in which God created them, is not there. And the third thing we look at for is, are we the type of parent that train our children according to God's will and according to God's purpose? And we say, if you are looking at this, that as parents, training, caring, provision is God's will, is God's purpose for their life. Those are the things we are able to look at during first and second service. Then we want to continue again to look at patterns or steps we need to take, ensuring that parenting is done according to God's way. We say practical steps. And then in first service, we look at that we should be intentional. We talked about it during the first service, that when we want to do parenting style in God's way, we have to be intentional about it. We look at the example of the mother of Jesus. We look at the example of mother of Moses. How they ensure that their children walk in the way and in the direction of the Lord and not missing anything out. They were intentional about it. And at this period, we need to be patient, ensure that God's will and purpose is being brought out in the life of our parents. And then we talk about praying for them. We talk about the importance of prayers in the life of our children. Praying for their future, praying for their present, and praying for every single moment of their life. And then making them to be part of the prayers. Let them know how important prayer is in their life, in their ministry, in their academic. And then we looked at you nurturing them in God's way. That is teaching them in the way of the Lord. That you should teach them in the way of the Lord. Whatever you are doing to make God proud, it should be part of what you do for them. They should be part of activities, kind of activities in the church. They should be part of worshiping the Lord. Don't look at them and say, oh, they are too young to do this. Oh, this child is just 1 year old. Oh, this child is just 2 years old. Anything we are doing, we should carry them along. Then we talk about accepting their uniqueness. Identify who they are and accept them. Don't try to mold them in your own way. Don't try to look at what people want to see in their life and mold them in that way. Accept their uniqueness. What does God want them to be? And then work towards it with them. And we talk about you being in their world. Be their friend. Listen to them. Know who their friends are. Know who they communicate with. Be current. Be ahead of them. We talk about social media. How we need to be in every area. How we need to draw them close to us. How we need to be patient in doing all these things. And then we said they should be part of family decision making. We emphasize on that. They are no robots. They should be part of family decision making. We want to make movements in the family. Sit them down. Explain to them according to their age. According to the way they will understand. So that they will not just be going in different directions and you as a family is going in different directions. And then we talked about you helping them to set goal and purpose. Helping them to set goal, walk along with them. What are God's plan for their life? Why are they created? What is their future like? What is it going to be? You need to be there in their life to help them set goals. And we talk about how important these goals could be. How is it that it helps them for future, it helps them to make life easy, it helps them in their planning. And the last thing we talked about is that you should ensure that you instill value, moral in them. We remember that we are Africa. And value, moral, should be part of things we need to ensure that our children have day in, day out. We should not throw away our culture. Culture of being respectful, culture of honesty, culture of looking at elders and giving them their due respect. Those are the things we talked about. Now we want to continue to look at making communication order of priority in the family. We say communication is key. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11 say, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. We should ensure that we foster communication in our home with our children. We should be in their world. Communication is key. We should be sensitive to know their needs. We should be sensitive to listen to the stupid and jargon thing they want to discuss with us. If a child comes to you today and wants to discuss something to you with you, and you are not ready to listen, you have lost it. The child will not build confidence in you. The child will look for another person that he needs to talk with. And this communication brings about unity at home. It helps you to know what their worries are. It helps you to know what their needs are at a particular time. And it helps you to meet their needs according to God's will and purpose. But if it's a house that you don't communicate, all you do is provide the money, provide the shelter, all is done. They call you, mommy, I want to say, what do you want to tell me? Daddy, this and next time. When there is no communication, there will not be relationship between you and your children. There will not be way for you to know what they are passing through at that time. You will not be able to come and bring in assistance at that point in time. And then we should learn to trust them with increased responsibility and accountability. We should be able to trust them with responsibility and accountability. Let them take responsible things. Allow them to make mistakes. Give them tasks to carry out according to their age. Don't just leave them. A child is growing up. At a certain age, that the child should start washing plates, you feel, no, I don't want you to scatter my kitchen. Just go and be watching telly. Go and be watching Disney Channel. When the food is ready, we'll eat together. You are not giving them responsibility. When the time comes for them to cook indomie in the university, they won't know how to go about it. Give them responsibility. Allow them to mess up things and then let them take correction. It's very, very key. What is the responsibility that God wants them to do? Teach it to them. Give them room to do things on their own and you guide them. If they are turned to prepare semo and they prepare it, it's not done, eat it together. Next time they prepare it, it will be better. A child is telling you, oh, I think I want to do this. No, it's not yet time. You just allow them not to be. Before you know, they will know when is the time to take responsibility. And when they grow up, anything that they want to do, as adults, they will still be expecting you to take decision for them. So please, let's ensure that we leave them with responsibility according to their age pattern. It's very, very important. I remember growing up, my children, that was the day my husband came to pick me when I traveled for official program. And he told me, I said, something has happened. No. What was it? They have spoiled the television in the house. The one in the city room, I was like, God, have mercy. And I was just like, he said, no. That is nothing. No. They said they were trying to impress you because you are coming today. They want to clean the whole house. And they now use mopping stick to start cleaning the television that was hanged. And lo and behold, boom. Deep inside me, I was like, did that send them? But my husband said, if you talk, you know. So when I get to mass, I say, I understand. But deep inside me, money to get another one. Money that we have planned for something else. Doesn't mean that's what we're going to be using for. But they learned that day that when you want to clean telly, you don't use mopping stick up to clean it. You allow them to make mistakes. Allow them to make error. And then you guide them on the way to go about it. Praise the Lord. Then we need to correct them without condemning them. We need to correct our children without condemning them. And you know, we have different ways of correcting our children. We need to identify the one that suits each of the child. There are some of them, when you talk to them, you have used cane on them. Just merely talking, why did you do this? Oh, they feel they've disappointed you. Identify the way in which you can correct each of the child. Identify the way you can correct them. And there are some of them, once in a while, you need to draw their ear. If you don't do that and you leave them, what happens? They just go astray. Identify. If you are the one that cannot draw their ear, at least daddy should be able to do it. Or mommy should be able to do it. Growing up, my mother has never used cane on me. The only thing she would do is, titi lion, show what da buy. Titi lion. That's the only thing she would do. But my dad will call you and tell you, you did this. I want to beat you because I'm going to give you 6 stroke of cane. But maybe when the begging is too much, he will beg you. If I don't give you, you won't remember. I'm beating you so that you remember. Okay, let's do it this way. Instead of 6, can I give you 2 here? 2 here, that is 4. And then you collect 2 here, you collect 2. Then the next day, he will call you. Did you remember why I beat you? He will explain. He will explain. But my mother will always say, Titi, like, Titi. That is how she is. So if both of them are, Titi, where will Titi be today? Praise the Lord. So we should correct them in love. And then we should not condemn. Correct them in love and do not condemn. Then love them unconditionally. Show them love. Learn to forgive. No matter what they do that is wrong, that I want to break the whole earth. Learn to love. Learn to forgive them. Love has the love of things that it does in their life. You can show them love by saying it verbally. You can show them love with even your physical appearance by not saying non-verbal communication. Tell them the love of Christ. Tell them how you love them. Tell them even when they make error, how Christ redeemed them and how you are forgiving them. Let that be atmosphere of love in our home. Let Christ be seen. Let the love of Christ be seen in our home. Interest should not be the order of the day in the life of our children. Loving them going along, it affects their psychological life. It brings them up. It makes them to feel important. It makes them to feel that they are hero. Showing them love in whatsoever condition is very, very important. We can find this in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 32. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgive you." We should learn to forgive. We should learn to show them love. We should learn to love them with a purpose. It is very, very important. Then look out for their emotional and mental care. Emotional and mental care is very, very important. A lot of us are not sensitive at home, such that our children are going through a lot of troubles and we don't know. How sensitive are we in the emotional life of our children? How sensitive are we in their mental life? When a child is with you and something changes, you should be able to know on time with the direction and the help of the Holy Spirit. Most of the time, something is wrong and you ask them what happened. The next, nothing. Nothing but something is wrong. But by the time you put it in prayer, even before they talk and you go to them, is it because of so-so thing? They will be amazed. Oh, I have not opened my mouth to tell you. And you say this. And then they will open up and tell you more things. Be conscious. They go to school. They come back home. Talk to them. What has happened in school? I tell some of them, their classmates will bully them. So that they will find school difficult. One is Friday, they are happy. Once it's Sunday evening, they are sad. And then to you, you feel like, you hate school. You don't want to learn. But that is not it. What is making them to suddenly hate going to school? What is making them suddenly not wanting to associate with the person that they are used to? Ensure you look out for their emotional well-being. Then ensure that you give them care. Physical care. Mental care. Social care. Are you the type that will just, once they are 2, 3, you leave them, go and pass on your own? Yes, you are teaching them how to do it, but do you supervise once in a while? Are you the type that your child will pass and everybody will know somebody has passed? Are you the type that will not be able to correct your child? Oh, yeah, go back to the bedroom. I'm not satisfied with this, your teeth, go and rewash it. Are you the type that will not be able to tell your child, no, go back to the bedroom and wash all those necessary plates that need to be washed? Are you the type that will not be able to talk to your child, this is your bed, go back and lay the bed before you leave this house? Keep this place neat. Their physical appearance, their health. A child is sick, a child is having body temperature, the body is hot, and you are just packing paracetamol and giving the child. What is causing that body temperature? Do they care for their health? You are just thinking of, is it not just temperature? By the time I give paracetamol, we are fine. I don't want to go and waste money in the hospital. Parenting, it includes a lot of resources and a lot of time and a lot of sacrifice. And these are the things we need to give to our children. You don't just leave them to the world. It needs a lot of sacrifice. A lot of you being sensitive, having time one-on-one with them, bringing them up in the way of the Lord. What type of parent are you? Remember, whatever we impart in the life of our children today will wait for us in the future. There is a saying that a child that we did not build, what will the child do? He will sell the house that we build. And the earlier we start building them up in the way of the Lord, in the purpose of the Lord, the better for us? Are we there? Are we in the life of our children? Are we the type of parent that are sensitive to their needs? Are we the one that corrects them the way they are supposed to be corrected? Or are we the one that we say, touch not, don't touch my child? What type of parents are you? Are you the one that the children are eager for the love from you, but you are not just ready? Yours is to just say, the money, I'll bring the money. Take care of yourself. What type of parents are you? One day I was in a salon, and a girl was saying something. It was during Christmas period. She said, I'm just thinking, a teenager. She was just 17 and thereabouts. I'm thinking, I need to change the color of our house. As we travel now, I'll give my mother 10,000. She was just talking. I was reading a book, and I dropped the book, holding the book, but I was just listening to her. She was like, my daddy, if they ask me, say, I get boyfriend, I still be virgin. The money where they carry come house, where is inside the gutter? If I be virgin, I will get the money to take care of the house. The father, the parent wants her to still be moral, but she's bringing what? She's not working. She's bringing things home, and you are not bothered. All you are concerned is, are you still a virgin? Will the man give her those things for free? Are we in the life of our children? Are we walking in the way of the Lord in their life? And again, are we choking them? Are we choking them? I tell we are parents that will not give them space. Everything we just want to see. There are some things you will see. You will pretend you are not seeing. And you take it to God in prayers. And there are some things you will see and you draw their attention to it immediately. Let your children know the type of house they are coming from. Let your children know the relationship they have with the Lord. Let them know that their home is a Christian home. They are an ambassador for Christ. They are the one that people are reading. It should be in the life of our children. They should not just come to church the way we come and they are not picking anything. They should not just sit at the family altar and they are not picking anything. We should not just be at home and they are not picking anything from us as the parents. What kind of parents are we? Are we modeling them to be Christ-like? Are we modeling them just to be wayward? Are we the type that are so rigid that our children are doing something else outside and what they are projecting inside is quite different? What type of parents are we? Are we the type of parents that take everything to God in prayer for direction for our children? Or we are the one that just saying, let's continue playing the card. As we wake up every day, each day we take care of itself. I pray we will not mix the mark in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we go to Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to 15? Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to 15. It reads, so fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Will you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As parents, will you be bold to say, as for me and my children, we will serve the Lord. As for me and the children that the Lord has given to me, we will serve the Lord. Even when they are far away, they are not where I am. I'm confidently sure that they are serving the Lord. Will you be bold enough to say that? Will you be able to say, we have cut the cost. We have surrendered our life to Christ. And we are bringing them up in the way of the Lord. What type of parents are we? What kind of parents are we? Can you say, Lord, help my parenting skills. Help me, Lord, that we not miss the mark. I will not miss the way. Help my parenting skills that we not do it pay as it goes. But then I will ask, what is the direction for our family? The direction you want us to go. That will model Christ in our home. We model Christ in our family. Can you talk to God? Can you talk to God about your children? Can you talk to God about them? Say, God, I cannot do it alone. Parenting is tasking, but I cannot do it alone. I can do it with your help. Lord, help me. Strengthen me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen. Can we receive fresh help? Let's lift our hands to Lord and say, Lord, I receive help. I will not be a disappointment to you. I'll bring up my family in your will. I receive help. I receive help. I receive help. I thank you. I glorify you. In the name of Jesus. There's one thing I've noticed, and I will never forget, is our children don't do what we say. They do what we do. Our children don't do what we say. They do what we do. And if there's anybody that knows us better, our children, they know us better than we think they do. I can recall my children quoting some things I've forgotten ever, that I might never remember again till Jesus comes. But they remind me of those things. In those secret places of your house, where you are screaming, shouting, living like an unbeliever, but in front of everybody, you are preaching like a believer. Your children know. And it is what you do that they will do, not what you say. Can we receive the grace to be good models for our families? Can we ask, I receive a grace to model righteousness, to model integrity, to model honesty? I receive the grace, and I model honesty, integrity. I receive the grace to be a good parent, to be a good coach, to be their friend. But above being their friend, to be their parent. Receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. In the name of Jesus. Can we ask that our children will give us peace, especially in old age? They will not be our albatross. They will not be a thorn that chokes us, but they will give us peace. When we remember them, it will be for completeness. When we remember them, it will be for joy. We ask that our children will give us peace. They will give us shalom in the name of Jesus. Our children will experience the shalom, the peace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Our children will not miss the way. They will not miss the track. In the name of Jesus. Our children shall be signs. They shall be wonders. In the name of Jesus. Our children will be model of a Christian child. In the name of Jesus. Our children will be models of a path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus. We receive grace. We receive honor. To do this in the name of Jesus. Can we leave our hands to Him? Every mistake that our parents made in bringing us up, every error that our children made, our parents made while bringing us up, it will affect us negatively. It will not affect us negatively again in the name of Jesus. We are the sum total of our environment, sum total of how we grew up, sum total of our background. The mistake of our parents, the errors, what they did not know how to do well, that has been affecting us, may it not affect us again. By your word, bring transformation. By your word, bring a change. By your word, bring transformation. By your word, bring a change. Lord, by your word, bring a transformation into our life. They didn't know better. They didn't know better. But it affected us emotionally. Oh Lord, but they made a mistake of our parents no longer affect us negatively in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Most of us have been injured by our parents. Some were abandoned. Some were left injured by our parents. For some of us, our parents died when we were young. Not their fault, not our fault, but we are left alone. Injured. Emotionally, I ask that the Lord will heal everyone that has any emotional hurts here. Can we lift our hands to Him and say, emotional healing that can only be done by the blood, by the love of God. Let that emotional healing, we experience emotional healing. We experience emotional healing. We experience emotional healing. Every trauma. Because of the absence of our parents, absence of our fathers. Every trauma because of a mistake of our mothers. Every trauma because of a mistake of our father. Oh Lord, heal us. We bring emotional healing to every trauma. We bring emotional healing for every trauma. We bring emotional healing for every trauma. We bring emotional healing for every trauma. Anything incomplete in your life, let the Lord complete them. Let the Lord complete. 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 We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Oh Lord, we ask for your blessings upon every parent in this house. We ask for your grace. We ask for your wisdom. Married or unmarried, we all hope to be parents later, whether we are already or want to be. Lord, let the lessons of this conference stay with us. Let the lessons of this conference help us to bring up our children in the way of the Lord. May they not depart from the path of righteousness. May our children not depart from the path of righteousness. Even after trying all our best, it is only you that can confirm righteousness. It is only you that can help them. Therefore, we bring our children and we commit them into your hands again. We commit them into your hands again. We know sometimes our best is not enough. We are still human. Sometimes our best are not enough. May we commit our children into your hands. We ask that you help them. We ask that you help them. In the name of Jesus. The hurts that people have hidden deep down, that they are smiling, even though crying within. Oh Lord, by your blood, by your touch, by your love, touch the deepest part of our hearts. Touch the deepest part of our hearts. Some saw their father beating their mother. The trauma is still there. Some saw their father maltreating their mother. And they say, if this is what marriage is, I will never marry. It is still affecting their relationship. Some don't have the confidence to say yes because of the experience. The marital relationship of their fathers, of their parents. Oh Lord, we ask for healing. We ask for healing. We ask for healing. We ask for emotional healing. We ask for healing of a trauma. We ask for healing of a trauma. We ask for healing. Some saw some things when they were young, too big for them to understand. It affected them negatively. Oh Lord, we ask for your healing. We ask for your healing.
You'll be alone, and I will be here. Save me, and I will be saved. You'll be alone, and I will be here. For you, you are the one I pray.
Heavenly Father, every wrong modeling, we ask for healing of every negative experience at home that makes a man, a woman to hate marriage, that makes a man, a woman to hate the opposite sex. Every experience of the past, every trauma, let there be healing. We ask for healing. We ask for healing. We ask for healing. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Can you bow down your heads? Let's talk to him again. You know, Lord, have life history. What are the pain points concerning relationship? What is your relationship with your parents like? Is it affecting your relationship with others? Talk to him. Ask for healing. The Lord is our hiding place. Ask for healing. Ask for healing. Ask for healing. He knows the story. Talk to him. Just talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Every negligence that led to assault against your soul, against your spirit, assault of your body, assault of your spirit. You were not meant to be like this. It was a mistake of parenthood sometime in the past that made you like this. Ask for healing. Healing of every emotional breakdown, emotional hurt, emotional trauma. I will trust. I will trust in you. Lord, we come to the place of trust. We come to the hiding place. And we receive strength this morning. We come, we come, we come. We come, we come, and we receive strength. We come. We come and we tap into grace. We come. We might not be good models now. We come. We receive strength. We receive wisdom to be better models. We come. We come. We come. We come, O Lord. We come. We come. We come and we receive strength. We come. To receive new strategies. We come. We come and we receive knowledge. Lord, some mistakes have been made already, but we ask for your help. If we come to you, you can help us, you can repair, you can bring recovery, you can bring restoration. Therefore, we come today. We press a reset. We ask for your help. May we not transfer negative things to our children. May we not be wrong examples to our children. Help our children to open up. Help our children. Help our children. In any way we have injured them. In any way we have brought emotional instability into our children. In any way we have reduced their self-esteem. Oh Lord, we ask for your help. We ask for your help. That is why you brought about this conference. For healing, for deliverance. We ask for healing. We ask for your healing. We thank you for help. Every negative impact of your father's behavior upon your life and your destiny, let there be a repair by the Holy Spirit. Every negative impact of your mother over your life and destiny, let the Holy Spirit arise and repair every negative impact of your relationship with your parents that placed a cog in the wheel of your progress. Let there be healing today. Let there be healing today. Let there be healing today. Anything your parents did against you that you are holding against them that is beating you pain, we bring healing to you. We bring healing. We bring healing. Lord, let your healing strength flow here. Let your healing strength flow. Let your healing strength flow. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that is afraid of marriage because of example of their parents, the Lord deliver you from that fear. The Lord deliver you from that fear. the things will fear shall not come against you negatively. The Lord strengthen you, give you boldness to take the next step. The Lord give you the confidence to take the next step. Whatever your father, your mother has done to others that is affecting you negatively, the blood of Jesus wash it away. The blood of Jesus take away. The blood of Jesus make a way for you. In the name of Jesus. Please stretch your hand towards the altar. Let the blood of Jesus go to the deepest part of your heart, to the hidden places of your life, where you have hidden the hurts, where you have hidden the disappointment, where you have hidden the trauma, that deepest part of your life, something you don't want to remember again, that is making you edge, that thing that you are bleeding, that make you to mess up once in a while, that makes you to shout on people, that makes you to fight people, that thing you have hidden somewhere deepest part of your life. We ask that the Holy Spirit will visit that place and bring healing. Let the Holy Spirit bring healing. Everyone that is broken hearted, that has given up on life, on relationship, on marriage, we ask for help. We ask for healing. The Lord heal you of that trauma. The Lord wash it away. The Lord give you new strength, new confidence. The Lord help you to face life. May your life come back to normal. May you behave according to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. May the fruit of the Spirit be upon you. May you exemplify the fruit of the Spirit. May there be self-control. May joy come into your life. May there be joy in your life. May there be joy in your life. May the stream and the river of joy flow into every area of your life. Let there be joy. 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 We thank you. For everyone that doesn't know what love is, has never experienced what love is before, may the Lord put his hand around you. Overwhelm you with his love. May the Lord show you what love is by experience and your relationship with me. May the Lord take care of you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Lord, let the healing stream flow in our family, in our lives. Give us opportunity of starting again. Give opportunity of mending our ways. Give opportunity of repairing every hurt. Give opportunity of restitution, of reparation, of forgiveness. Give us opportunity to start again. And as we start again, help us. Even though our father might disappoint us, even though our mothers might abandon us, we thank you because you are there for us. Raise men to replace men. Raise women to replace women. In the name of Jesus, let none lack love. Let none lack mercy. Let none lack your grace. You are our hiding place. We come and we find succor. We come and we receive healing. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I ask that the Lord will remember you. I ask that the Lord will remember you. I ask that the Lord will remember you. And he will cause men to remember you. He will cause situations and circumstances to favor you. He will cause your name to be mentioned at the right places. In the name of Jesus, he will cause grace to answer for you wherever your name is called. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will meet all your expectations. He will do beyond your expectations. In the name of Jesus, in this month of March, let him come specially and deliver his special gift into your hands. And may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking in every area of your life. May the Lord help you. May all what you do prosper and prosper and prosper. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.